If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Neil Steinberg in the Sun-Times made an interesting point, I thought, today. He said refugee camps are just not places we expect to find in 2023 America. When you think of refugee camps, you think of war-torn countries or poor countries, and the neighboring country is war-torn or poor, and the people have exited from one place to another, and it's sad circumstances all around. Here, the wealthiest nation in the world, the country that can best provide for itself or anybody, has these, well, camps. I heard a conversation yesterday, and it was, do we call them migrants or immigrants? And which word feels better? But in Chicago, we're calling these tent cities we're going to set up base camps. And Neil didn't like that. He said a base camp is what Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay set up at the foot of Mount Everest. We should call these what they are. Neil, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, John, I'm good. Today's is what I call a riff. I'm reading the paper yesterday with my coffee like everybody else, and I'm reading about these base camps. And I'm thinking, they're not base. I hate to say it, I wish I had thought of this while I was writing it, but this touches to a real liberal problem, is that we've leached the dislike of other people, and we're sort of ashamed of our positions. We should say, these are refugees, we're building refugee camps, and we're going to put them in them. This is a great thing the city's doing. Yeah, it's going to cost money, but we're going to have generations of Chicagoans here. You know, we want the city to grow. If you've looked at the demographics, it's shrinking. We need these people. And I don't know why Brandon Johnson, supposedly a liberal, isn't standing in the middle of State Street saying that. I mean, base camps seem like a mealy-mouthed kind of, you know, trying to fudge things. And, you know, I agree with the alderman who said we should have put these people in schools and, you know, empty apartment buildings and stuff, but that takes time. And, you know, it's funny, you can almost see my attitude shift as I'm writing it, because I kind of whip it out in a white fury. And at the end, I say, you know, we probably couldn't, you know, which is easier, to put up a tent or rehab a building. I mean, that's the answer right there. On the other hand, you know, we don't want that, if that tent city or those tent cities, they haven't even figured out how many they're having, if they're still there in 3 years, we've made a mistake.
I think part of the problem for a Brandon Johnson is that there's a population of people in his backyard or on the streets of Chicago who haven't had tent cities with toilets and daycare erected for them. Nobody's been rehabbing apartment buildings for the poor or downtrodden in Chicago, and then these people show up. I think those are different populations and circumstances, and I'm not saying because we're helping one group, we can't help the other, but I think that's part of his problem.
Well, we're talking, look, if you could solve poverty in Chicago for $30 million, guess what? It would be solved. We're talking about 2,000 people, all right? Not 200,000 people.
Yeah, but there's a lot of things here, but isn't it amazing to you how much money it costs to accommodate 2,000 unexpected guests, or even a population of 13,000, which I think have come through here? I mean, if you divide the number of people by the dollars that we have spent or committed to them, it's insane. Those are annual salaries we're talking about.
Well, I mean, look at the options. We could turn the buses away at the border. Is that who we are? We could send the buses up to New York City, which other cities have done. You know, that we do have options here. And I do wish that we somehow understood this is a choice. That Chicago, you know, we presented ourselves as a sanctuary city. You know, I have a line with my wife. Sometimes she says she's going to walk the dog, and then an hour passes, and I'll look up and say, you know what the problem with walking the dog is? You got to actually walk the dog, you know? And the problem with declaring yourself as a sanctuary city is you got to actually walk the walk.
Amen. And amen to again, that. But then, go ahead, Neil. Finish that thought.
Well, it's an investment, okay? You have other towns that are saying, hey, we'll get you all the, you know, DeSantis is so proud that he's bribed 37 cops $5,000 to come to Florida. That's a winning bet. So, you know, other places are paying people to show up. And here we have hardworking people who have crawled across the Central American jungle trying to get a minimum wage job here. Here's a thought. Give them a shovel. Thank God the federal government seems to be coming through with his work permits and stuff. You know, we're supposed to be the city that works. Let's flip and work.
I like the tense in the as a Band-Aid. You're right. If they're here 3 years from now, then we really have screwed this up. But for now, with winter coming, they can heat tents, people. Have you not been to an outdoor reception? They can heat the tents. Yeah. These people aren't going to freeze to death. I think these tents are, under these circumstances, about all we got right now. It's better than nothing.
Yeah,
it's better
it's
than
the best of the bad choices. Now, I I'm a word guy, John, and to see them called base camps, I kind of twitched. And yeah. I thought, they're not base camps. They're refugee camps for the refugees that have been sent through this cruel... And I don't want to downplay the demographics. I mean, Texas, they're facing... With thousands of people crossing the border, it's a nightmare, okay? But on the other hand, when you see that, you know, the solution is to put barbed wire in the Rio Grande, you know, that's not the solution, all right? You know, the Trumpy view of let's abuse these families so much nobody wants to come here, that's not the solution. I think the solution is what it's always been. And the sad thing to me is you could go back 100 years and people be going, gosh, can these Italians ever become Americans? They're so dirty.
No, but hold on, Neil. We're going to run out of time. But you mentioned that in your column, right. How your family and most of our families came from somewhere else. We've all been refugees. But I think the distinction that people draw when you talk like that is those people came through with the process. They came here, whatever legally was at the time. To that, what do you say?
It's legal to show up in America as the United States as a refugee. It's not their fault that we've so screwed the system up that it takes years and it's a bureaucratic nightmare. You know, where is Ellis Island? Where are they supposed to go? Okay, this is not illegal. A lot of my, you know, red state readers are kind of fooling that they're breaking the law, like suddenly they care. But to show up as a refugee from a war-torn country is legal in the United States, and we need to process them. But it's our problem that we're putting on these scapegoats.
I'm out of time, but you can read more. Right. Base camps are really refugee camps, and we should say so, says Neil Steinberg. All right, Neil. Nice to talk to you, my friend.
Thanks, John. Always a pleasure.